On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. That's how Ron used to start his show. I loved it. I missed him doing that. Maybe he still does it. I just never notice it if he does. Anyway, how's it going? Did you have a great week? Did you enjoy all the rain? There was some sun. We've had a little bit of sun, which is good. It's always good to have sun. And not rain, I guess, because I thought I was living in Seattle for a while. Does nothing for the mood, really. Of course. Even though, you know, the weekend is supposed to be great. When the weather's not, then it's bad again, I guess. Hey, guess what I did recently? That's such a bomb of a question, huh? A ticking time bomb? No, this is fine. One thing. I mean, we'll get into other stuff later, but let's ease in, shall we? Okay, I had a Snickers bar, and let me just say, I didn't finish it. And you know how hard it was to stop eating a Snickers bar? And the reason I did that is because I wanted to save some for later. You know how you can, you know, want candy later, and if it's all the candy you have, you better ration it. And it was one of the most difficult things I have ever had to do, was to not eat an entire candy bar, because that's what it's for. Although, remember those Sky bars? They had like four different compartments, I guess you call them, I don't know, four sections. And there's like a fudge, a peanut butter, a caramel, and my favorite was like the white marshmallowy vanilla, whatever that was. I always wanted to eat that one last, and luckily they didn't put that on an end, because I figured out where it was in the middle, and I could save it till the last piece of candy. But anyway, yeah, that's difficult, I think, trying not to finish a candy bar. I mean, same with if you're eating like a bunch of Junior Mints, like say they're individual, maybe. That's a little easier, I think, because you have a box and you can eat a few and maybe save it. But the candy bar, boy, was that a struggle. I don't even think they're made to be, like, saved, because you unwrap them and they're unwrapped. I had to find a little baggie to put the rest of it in. So, you know, that's like a... They used to have this thing I saw once on the internet called a beer saver, and it was a little plastic bottle cap that you'd put on the top of your beer bottle? I mean, really? I've never heard of anyone not finishing a beer and then just putting a little top on it to save it. What is that about? But I mean, look it up. It's a thing. It's a real, genuine something you can buy. Maybe as a joke gift, like a novelty gift, like fake dog poop. I would put it in that category because it can't be legitimate. I would just never think something like that would be legit. Beer savers. Yeah. Comedy at its finest. Speaking of comedy, well, this isn't even funny, so let's not speak of comedy when we're talking about when you go to a fast food restaurant. And this has happened at least two separate different fast food restaurants, so it's not like the same chain. I think it's a thing. Let me know. I don't know how you're going to let me know. Don't even let me know. It's a thing, anyway. There's a beeping sound you hear. It's at Boston Market, it's at McDonald's, it's this constant beeping. And I don't know how I could even work one day in that atmosphere. I used to think it was bad enough when, you know, you're at Walmart or the grocery store, but usually it's Walmart, it's like a chain place, I mean, not a grocery store. The beeping, they have it set really high, so it goes beep, 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 right in your ear. If I'm scanning that, there's no way, I'm not doing that. Unless I'm wearing ear protection. And then I'm going to look ridiculous. But I'm going to say, sorry, it's too loud. Can't hear you. Have a nice day. I don't know. I'm not in a good mood this week anyway. So I can't imagine that, you know, I'm going to be in a good mood doing that. But I mean, does it really, like, need to beep like an ICU unit in a restaurant? I don't understand that. It's like I feel like I'm on life support when I'm going in there to get a burger. I don't believe in that. But I don't say anything because I'm sure they're aware of it and they have to live with it and they don't need little old me pointing that out, you know. Also, I was in CVS drugstore not too long ago, but that doesn't matter. The point is, there's a thing called unused medicine drop-off or unused medication drop-off. There's a thing, a place right up near the pharmacy, where you drop off, I guess, all your pills that you don't use up. And you know, I guess they expire too. I guess you could put expired ones there. And that would be all I would really put there because I'm trying to think, if I'm paying good money for drugs, why am I going to surrender them? Just because I don't need them anymore, maybe I will. You know what? Maybe I didn't finish my antibiotics. Maybe I will someday. And I know that's not a good example because you're supposed to finish them all, but I don't care what they say. I am growing a superbug. I will create one all by myself, single-handedly, probably. But I mean, you know, prescription medication. Yeah, so they change it and you don't need that one anymore. Maybe that's a good enough reason to give it back. But I like to stockpile it just in case of this apocalypse. You know, what if I need an antibiotic? Apparently, in The Walking Dead, that's a hot commodity. If you have antibiotics, you can barter that stuff or something. I don't know. I think it's valuable in the end times. So I'm not sure how much I want to give to CVS of their unused medication drop-off. I mean, good idea in theory. In practice, in a Trump regime, I don't know if it's the smartest idea. Also, as I'm there, I noticed the price of rubbing alcohol. Okay, when did that skyrocket? It was like $3, $3 or $4 for a bottle of rubbing alcohol. It used to be like 89 cents. I think the last time I bought it was even. So I'm shocked. I used to think it was, you know, I'd go through it like it's nothing. Oh, just spill it, whatever. Leave the cap off, it evaporates overnight. Whatever, it's 69 cents. No. I even liked the green one. That was like the wintergreen scent, if you like scented alcohol. But anyway, the point is, it's too much money now. I can't afford to waste it. I'm gonna hoard that also. I'm hoarding my used, unused medication, which could be used later, and my rubbing alcohol because the price exorbitant. It's way too expensive. I don't know, hydrogen peroxide is just as expensive. This stuff used to be dirt cheap, and now it's not. And something else happened to me very recently, and it's something I will never do again because it was so aggravating. I have not reached a level, I have reached a level, this level of aggravation before, probably. But boy, oh boy, if it can be avoided, and this time it can, sure enough, not doing it again. This is what it was. Honeydew donuts. Don't go there. And I know you're going to go there, but I'm telling you not to. If it's in Brockton on Belmont Street, no, Brockton on Pleasant Street. Yeah, Pleasant Street. The one where the old Freight House restaurant used to be. Man, I wish they'd bring that Freight House restaurant back because I will never go to that Honeydew again. Listen, listen. Linda, honey, listen. I was in the drive-thru for 20 minutes. I don't know how, you know what? After about 12 minutes, a couple people bailed behind me because the line wasn't even moving. But I thought, you know what? I'm in it this long. I'm gonna wait it out. I started thinking, are they being held up? I mean, I don't even understand. It's like there were four cars in front of me, and the first one at the top wasn't even moving, was not moving. So, you know what? I'm like, that cup, my coffee's not even gonna be hot anymore, I bet. So, well, we'll just see. So I finally get up there, and I'm like, what the heck was that about? 20 minutes, really? Oh, we're shorthanded. There's only two of us in here. Everyone's in the lobby. Everyone's getting, you know, wanting this, wanting that. I don't understand. The excuses were weak. I was upset. She didn't even know what I wanted by the time I got up there. I don't think she knew who I was. She asked what I want. I said, I want a hot coffee. They made it for me fresh, so I guess it was hot. That's the good news, I suppose. But I'm like, oh, no tip for you. You just give me back that change. I said, you're not getting a tip. I said, you should call corporate headquarters, actually, and tell them, you know, people are leaving the line, no one's happy. Why you have two people working today? But you know what? I don't even care. I will never patronize that store again. They blew it. They blew it, man. Not gonna do it. So I'm just, you know, giving you the heads up. unless you have a lot of time to kill, then really make other choices like Dunkin' Donuts, even I'll reluctantly say Starbucks. But you know, Dunkin' Donuts, just go there. Who cares? Don't Honeydew on Pleasant Street. They are bad news, and tell them I said so. I don't care. I told them already they're bad news, and that I might be podcasting this. And I don't think they knew what a podcast was. When I tell people, yeah, this will be a podcast, they just look at me like I might as well have said racial black, whatever that word means, because they don't even know, and that's too bad. So there's a big brouhaha going about bathrooms, I guess. I mean, I'm sure Ron's talked about it. I know he's talked about it. We've talked about it. But it just doesn't seem to stop. Funny or Die has a really hysterical little clip about bathroom police they've put up recently, if you happen to catch that. Somebody remarked that it kind of looks like Chris Farley's sister or something. But yeah, it's ridiculous. But the word molester has been thrown about. And I started thinking the word molester, it's only two letters off from Lester. You know, Lester. Imagine having the name Lester. You could be Lester the Molester. And my brother used to have a friend named Lester, and they used to kid around and call him Lester the Molester. And he didn't even care. And he was an older guy, much older than my brother. So, you know, there's no truth to it, though. And it's supposed to supposedly Chester the Molester anyway. But, you know, Lester, only two letters off. You don't really see that name much anymore. I guess there's Lester Holt on the news or something, but I mean, are people naming their kids Lester anymore? What about Barney? I was thinking that Barney's not a real popular name anymore. No one's doing that. So I guess the Hollywood elite or whoever they are like to be different, naming their kids after fruit and I know inanimate objects. I don't know. Baseball, whatever you're doing. But I think that if they really want to be different, they should. I mean, Archie, I have heard of old names coming back. They should just do stuff like that. I mean, why name your kid, you know, trampoline? I just think that that's a wrong thing to do. Life is hard enough. Life is too long, I think. So why make it more difficult for your offspring that you're supposed to love? So how about proving it and not being weird? Thanks. I will also say, one of the worst emergency rooms around is probably Brockton Hospital Signature Health. I can't, in any good conscience, recommend that you spend any time there, aside from the fact that it smells horrible. They're kind of incompetent, and I don't mind going on record saying that. I mean, take it with a grain of salt if you want. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. Free speech, blah, 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 whatever. I don't like them there, and I wouldn't go there. I'd find somewhere else or just die in a ditch. I think you might be better off taking your chances with a ditch than Brockton Hospital, ER. Because when I was in there last time I was there, I read them the Riot Act. And I have never seen an emergency room go silent the way it did when I said something. I didn't even yell it. I just said it calmly, but with seriousness. So you know what I decided? I decided people love drama. They just do. It was like, you know, when E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens, or whatever those initials were back then. Oh, everyone was hanging on every word I said. But they're probably thinking, you know what, they're at that emergency room too, so they better be careful because if, you know, I'm not happy, something might upset them to not be happy too with the level of care they are receiving. So, you know, food for thought. People love drama. I know that, but it was interesting to see, you know, it still didn't really cut any ice. They're a bunch of failures there, and yes, I mean that. Let me get motivational for a moment, shall I? Because that's always good. We all need motivation in life. I mean, I need it a lot myself, but I like to give motivation. Even if I don't take my own advice, I'll give it. And here's a great saying: the only thing holding you back is yourself. You know, I read that recently, and I thought, wow, that is just wisdom. That's poetic. That really makes sense. The only thing holding you back is yourself. Yeah, let that sink in. It could be, you are your own worst enemy, something like that also. That's a great, this too shall pass. I like. There's a few sayings that you really get hung up on, and those are a couple of mine. Just keep the faith. Here, I'm really, really rolling them off my tongue, huh? Well, you know what? It's easier said than done, though. That's another one. Am I just full of cliches right now? Because nobody wants that. Nobody likes cliches. So I'll try and stop that. So I heard that Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne are separating. That's kind of too bad. There's talk that he might have had something going with his hairdresser. I don't know. Again, I start to think, men, what's going on? Just keep it in your pants. Why is that a thing? I don't know. It's Ozzy, so you gotta go, oh, well, he's probably doing something crazy, and that's his charm. But 33 years of marriage and something like that's gonna take it down? Come on. Be smart. Sharon loved you. She probably still loves him. And she's gonna take care of you into your old age and everything. And who's gonna do that? You're in your old age for the last 10 years, probably, in some stupor. So, yeah, boy, not very wise decisions. And speaking of men, if you're with somebody and you don't think she's good enough for you, then why are you with her? Why do you want her? Oh, wait, I know why. Not cool. Haha. Anyway, that's just my two cents on that.
How about this topic? What are some of Tori's favorite foods? That's a good one. Have you ever touched on that? I know we touched on the no gluten thing, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these are foods I've liked for years. They don't have gluten. So, I mean, that's, something I can always still enjoy and I have enjoyed. I mean, sure, I can't have deviled eggs anymore, and that would have been one of my, top 10, obviously. And I was very upset when they stopped making deviled eggs a few years ago. I think it was 2012. And then, boom, now they're back. Oh, and I can't have them. But what I can have are those almond nothing crackers. Always love those things. Oh, they're so delicious. And the sm I'm using the smokehouse flavor now. I bought that one. Usually I like the hint of salt. That's a really good one. But I'm really into anything smoky, mesquite flavor. That's really big with me. They used to have a Pringles potato chip maybe that has mesquite flavor or anything mesquite, smoky. I'm all about that. Ham, I don't care. Turkey, if it's smoky, I want it. Grape tomatoes. Ooh, I love grape tomatoes. Eat those like candy. Cheese, love cheese. I love all kinds of berries. Strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. They're my favorite. I'm like a bird when it comes to berries. I could live on berries. If it were possible, that would be something I could probably do. Coconut flavored yogurt. Love that flavor. I have like coconut in my coffee sometimes. I like that little extra flavor of coconut. I don't know. Feel tropical. Feels good. Tastes good. Grapefruit soda. Grapefruit soda is something I don't run out of, especially in the last few months. I'm really big time into that. Avocados. Oh, so good. You put a little Italian dressing on it and you eat it up and it tastes like butter. I'm sure there's lots of calories and I'm not caring. I'll just work them off somehow. Anything that tastes like green apple, too. I love the green apple flavor. Maybe hard candies or Gatorade. Anything green apple. Okay, so those are some of Tori's favorite foods. I mean, obviously there's some chocolate things, but I'm not like hooked on chocolate too big. I carry around with me peanut M&Ms in my bag, and there's a reason I do that. If you eat a few, it can curb your hunger. And the reason I found out about this is I was watching like the pre-Oscar show many years ago, and Jennifer Aniston was on the red carpet, and her bag dropped, and out came M&M peanuts, the yellow bag. I'm like, oh wow, she look at how great she looks, and she eats these things, and that's how you pop a couple of them when you're really hungry, tides you over, and it's perfect. Perfect. Got nuts, got the protein, got the chocolate. That's it. It's a perfect snack. So I try never to run out of them. And you know what? I carry them around so long in my bag sometimes that they get, like, dried up and the chocolate looks like it's no good because I don't eat them enough of them. They're for emergency purposes. They're my emergency food. So therefore, they could go bad and I might have to replace them. My neck, the right side of my neck, I hurt it somehow. And this happens to me every few months. I don't know what happens or how I hurt it or what I'm doing. But all I know is it's going to hurt for weeks now. It's just going to. At least a month, I'll be in pain. I'm not going to let it stop me, though. I can't let it get the best of me. I'm going to keep exercising. And, that's just going to happen. I won't let it control me. Pain cannot control me. I will control it. If it gets worse, it gets worse, but I'm not going to be bedridden. I'm really into exercising now. So I can't take a chance that it's going to throw off my schedule of exercising. And that might have even been what caused it. And I still don't care. And Tori is still into the Titanic. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is this going to be an ongoing thing with me now? It started in April, you know, the anniversary of the Titanic stuff was happening, and they have the, you know, real-time sinking, which I watched for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and that sort of started it all happening. I did see the Titanic miniseries, which came out in 2012, which would be the 100-year anniversary of the sinking, and I really loved it. Let me just say that even though James Cameron had an awesome movie in 1997, which I think is terrific, this miniseries, which is the same amount of time, 3 hours, it was broken down over, I guess, four parts of 45 minutes each or something, which would be an hour with commercials, I guess, an hour a night, four nights of this miniseries. And it was great. The acting was great. The writing was great. We all know how the story ends, of course, but... Oh, wow. The snobs were so snooty. This one woman, I was like, I've never seen a more perfect acting snob. And I bet there were people like that really on the boat. So, you know, the Guggenheim guy who was going down with the ship in the lounge. And I just think it's fascinating. And John Astor, the whole John Astor story with his young bride. And you always want to, you're rooting, the whole time I'm rooting them, like, for them. Like, oh, please, even though you know they die. You're like, why can't he? Let him on the boat. Let him on the boat. And there's so many lifeboats that go out half full and not full. And there's not enough boats. And I'm just, it's so frustrating to know this is long gone, already happened. But you're reliving it. And I was emotional, I gotta say. Some of these Titanic things I'm watching, the acting is so great. I mean, and you know it really happened, so it's a piece of history. So I hate to keep belaboring the point every week I talk about this, but I think I'm winding down. I know there's not that there's no more things to watch about the Titanic, but that was what I was really trying to get. And I saw the Mythbusters episode, too, with James Cameron. They got him to guest appear on it. If Rose and Jack could have both fit on the piece of wood at the end and not died, and they did this whole scientific thing, which I was fascinated by. Again, I'm really just picking everything I can about Titanic and getting into the nitty-gritty passenger list, everything. So, but I think, you know, now that I've seen the miniseries, which was awesome, I was trying to do. Oh, and I still have not watched the movie again, though. I'm waiting to get my Bluetooth speakers repaired. I mean, it was working, and now it stopped, and I tried to reinstall, and blah, 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 blah. It's just a whole nightmare of Windows, Bluetooth adapters, and Broadcom, and anyway, I'm running out of ideas on how to get it to work. I got the external Bluetooth. I don't know. I just, you know... I'm going to just get a little Bluetooth speaker on my own, and I want to hear this Titanic in surround sound with everything, like I've been doing. Oh, but I'm so spoiled now with this Bluetooth speaker. It just spoiled me for everything else. Now I want this special sound that I can't have. Just my stupid laptop computer or my little plug-in speaker. That's just not... Oh, telephone. Hold on. Isn't editing great? I just, like, took a call and come right back and, like, it didn't even happen. And you know that happens on Ron's show sometimes. The phone rings and things happen. Life goes on. I mean, it doesn't stop for a podcast. I guess we could turn our phones off, and I suppose we've done that. But, you know, things happen. Life happens. Okay. What is one of Tori's dreams? Tori has many dreams. Everyone has dreams, don't you think? One of my biggest dreams would be, maybe the biggest, is to go to a Caribbean island. I mean, I was there once when I was, a couple times when I was 7 or 6, and I was young. My parents took us on vacation. And I have very, very vague memories of it, but I know it happened. But my dream is now, as an adult, is to go to a Caribbean island and walk hand in hand with the man I love right in the ocean, just like a postcard or a movie or something like that. And that's been an ongoing vision of mine for many, many, many years. I feel like that's, is it attainable? Probably. But that's it. And I know, I think it was Ernest Hemingway once said, never go on vacation with someone you don't love. So, don't. I mean, if Ernest Hemingway thinks that, then it must be true, don't you think? Although he did put a gun to his mouth. But, you know, other than that, he was a great writer. Come on, cut him some slack. I think that's valid advice. So, I must be in love with a man and go to a Caribbean island and walk on the surf, and then I can die happy, I guess. So I guess I have to live for that moment to happen, right? Another dream is to work for, I'm going to say Walt Disney, Disney World maybe, somewhere where they do animated movies and do the voices for those, or even if it's TV shows, something where you could do the animated voices. For productions. That's like a dream job. Even more than working at Google or Facebook, although that's awesome, social media job type thing, maybe search engine, is doing voices for something like that in Disney, at Disney. That's a dream job. That's a dream kind of thing. But I would have to, you have to make those things happen. All these dreams, any dream you have, you really have to put into it to get out of it. So it's not just going to magically materialize anything you want. It's all hard work, and we know that. So, therefore, set a goal and make it happen. And that can be done, sure enough. So, now, to sum up this week, Tori likes berries. Tori loves berries. Make Tori happy. Give Tori some berries, fresh berries. Oh, yeah, could live on them. Avoid Brockton Hospital ER and Honeydew Donuts on Pleasant Street. Seriously. Good Sam and Dunkies all the way. That's my valid advice for you. Take it or leave it. And, I can wind this and drag out this ending of the show. I don't need to do that. Just enjoy the music. Listen to the music again, because we have great intro, great outro. I'm really happy with that music. I never get tired of those songs. So enjoy listening to them. Okay? That's it for this week. Stay tuned, because Friday I'll be back with Ron, and we'll be tackling more stories, and I bet Donald Trump's going to be one of them, because that guy just won't lie down. And I guess that's the good and the bad news for people like me and Ron to talk about. Ron and I. My grandma. Oh, no. Okay. Ciao.